From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. This week, an important jazz institution filed for bankruptcy. For 40 years, the International Association of Jazz Education provided sheet music, teaching programs, and other help to middle schools, high schools, and university jazz bands around the world. It also hosted a much-loved annual conference for professional and amateur jazz musicians. As NPR's Felix Contreras reports, a Chapter 7 bankruptcy filing means the IAJE is shutting down.
Oh, y'all pay, in other words, everybody, rehearsal number.
Inside a crowded Washington, D.C. band room, Dave Yarbrough rehearses the Duke Ellington School of the Arts Jazz Big Band for an upcoming gig.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yarbrough has taught at this public arts high school for 23 years, and he's come to depend on the IAJE for help in the classroom.
It's a shocking loss.
Yarbrough says the association provided the latest big band charts and helped to bring in nationally known musicians for concerts and clinics. But he says the biggest hit is losing the annual conference. When it started in 1973, what was then called the National Association of Jazz Educators brought teachers and their students from high schools and colleges together to share information. Many of Yarbrough's bands were invited to perform.
One of the things about this art form is that you learn by the experience of performing. And, of course, you want to work with somebody who's more advanced than you are. So that gave that opportunity. It also gave me an opportunity to meet with the college band directors so that I could tell them about what juniors and seniors I had. It also presented a platform where all of the summer camps that were going on, they generally had a booth or something there so you could talk to everyone and see what's best for the kids that you work with.
In 1997, the IAJE joined forces with another jazz convention sponsored by Jazz Times magazine, which attracted managers, promoters, radio programmers, and performances by big-name jazz artists. The IAJE conference became the place to be for jazz musicians and fans alike. It also became the association's biggest fundraising activity. It charged conference attendees and vendors and sold advertising in the conference program. Every year, attendance grew. There were more vendors, more concerts, and more masterclasses. What didn't grow was revenue. Attorney Alan Bergman, the IAJE general counsel and spokesman, says the group simply ran out of money. He suggests that because the 10-member IAJE board is made up of educators and jazz musicians and not accountants and lawyers, the financial situation got the best of them. As to who is ultimately responsible?
That's not such a mystery. I know who's going to take the fall for it. I am, and the board is, and the officers are, and Bill, and we do. It happened on our watch.
Former executive director Bill McFarlane resigned suddenly earlier this year, and websites, blogs, and listservs are ablaze with accusations of serious financial mismanagement.
I think that you have to compile the blame.
Journalist Paul DeBarros broke the story about the IAJE's problems for the Seattle Times. He says a review of tax records shows the association ran a deficit as long as 3 years ago, with the conference costing more money than it brought in. Even IAJE General Counsel Alan Bergman admits that the choice of Toronto for this year's conference in January was a bad idea. Attendance was down almost 40%, in part, he says, because many high school musicians didn't have the passports needed under new federal security regulations. Paul DeBarros says it was one of many bad decisions.
So many nonprofit arts organizations go down this road, unfortunately, and the board points to the staff and the staff points to the board. It's everybody's fault. You can't say that the blame just rests with the board any more than you can say the blame just rests with the executive director who reports to the board. I mean, you have a board and you have a staff that's responsible for the organization, and it completely caved in, and it's very, very sad.
According to the IAJE General Counsel, the association doesn't have the money to file Chapter 11, which would allow it to keep working while it reorganizes. Duke Ellington instructor Dave Yarbrough says he's already been on the phone with other teachers to try to figure out how to fill the void. And in countless band rooms around the country, young jazz musicians are probably wondering how a small group of grown-ups could have let so many kids down. Felix Contreras, NPR News.